This week is the deadline for initiative backers in Washington and Oregon to submit their petitions to the Secretary of State's office. In Washington, backers of a carbon initiative fee have already turned in their petitions. 2 years ago, Washington voters rejected a different carbon tax measure. But Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins says that proposal didn't garner the support of a broad coalition.
What makes this different is that this carbon fee proposal is backed by a very powerful coalition of labor, environmental, and tribal groups. So there is a lot of power, a lot of money, and a lot of unanimity behind this particular proposal, whereas in the past we've seen split views on whether it was the right approach. So that's what makes this different.
Financial supporters of the carbon fee include the Nature Conservancy, the Washington Environmental Council, and the Washington State Labor Council. Oil companies are poised to fund an opposition campaign. Other initiatives likely to qualify for the Washington ballot include a ban on Seattle-style soda taxes and a gun control measure that would, among other things, raise the age to buy a semi-automatic rifle to 21.